with people you wouldn't normally hang out with. And make sure you bring some costumes, because it's going to be a fun weekend. We got to get some, you got to be doing your dress-ups. This is the most fun part. Make sure you bring something for the pink carpet. If you're not dressing up for the pink carpet, then you shouldn't be coming to Pride 48 Las Vegas.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Hang out with people you wouldn't normally hang out with.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1729 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 9th of September 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, I little show, y'all. I've got a list. Big Fatty, you're prepared. Hello, ghosties. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are ghosties today because, y'all, you remember on yesterday's little show, I had a little story I was going to tell, but, y'all, I ran out of time. I just ran out of time talking about the weekend. Well, y'all, you know, I had said that I went to the Von's East, and y'all, I was coming back from the Von's East, and I was carrying the groceries back in to up here to the Fat Cave, and y'all, I'm coming up the steps, and y'all, all of a sudden, Big Fatty, you're not prepared. It's true, I'm not. Oh, here it is, y'all. I hear this screeching, and I went, "What the fuck is that?" And y'all, this is what I heard.
Big Fatty, that is vulgar.
Y'all, y'all, I had my say. I had my cellular telephonic device in my back pocket. And y'all, you know, sometimes it can just kind of, you know, it's that swipe. It's that, you know, you can swipe it with your fingers. Evidently, you can swipe it with your buttocks. Big Fatty Vulgar. But y'all, evidently, it was in my back pocket, and y'all, I swiped it, and it opened the BFO app, and y'all, then it pushed one of the buttons on the soundboard. Now, y'all, this is about three or four different steps, so my butt's really big. Freddy, you want some fries with that shake? Anyway, so y'all, my butt is moving, but big Freddy, please. Is moving back and forth, and all of a sudden, and y'all, it's in my pocket, so the sound is distorted, and I hear, and I went, what the fuck is that? Y'all, can you imagine? Can you imagine if I had been walking into the Fat Cave building with a gentleman caller, and all of a sudden he hears,
"Big Fatty, that is vulgar."
Y'all, I turn and walk away. Big Fatty, turn and walk away. But y'all, I just got all tickled, because it took me a second to figure out what it was, and once I did, I'm just like, oh my god. So, anyway, Big Fatty, it was like a ghost. It was like a ghost was speaking. Big Fatty, that's not a ghost, that's a haunted butthole. Big Fatty, that was vulgar. I can't believe I said that. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 9th, Tuesday, the 9th of September, y'all. It is a celebration of exiting the birth canal of a dear, dear friend. Y'all, we don't hear much from him nowadays, but a dear, dear friend to a lot of people involved in Pride, the Pride 48. Y'all, he lives out there or in the sack of tomatoes out there in the California. Hey, y'all, it's Larkin. It's Larkin, and y'all, like I say, we don't hear much from Larkin. I don't even know. He may have unsubscribed from the BFO, very much like most everybody is doing nowadays.
Big Benny, that makes me sad.
But anyway, y'all, if you happen to be in touch with Larkin, or you see him on the Face Space, or I haven't seen him on the Twitty in a long time, but anyway, if you have some communication with Larkin, send him a little note and tell him that Burger
and Poodle and Squeaky Kitty
wished him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal.
Big Freddy, I hope he doesn't get a sack of tomatoes, cake.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, now, Sunday night, we had the penultimate State of the Station over there at the Pride 48, and y'all, Joey Bukkake and that Daniel Biba and myself were there. Donna Shookless couldn't be there, y'all, and evidently that Adam Burns was off making noises like this.
Big Freddy, what does that mean?
I don't know. That was for Daniel. Big Freddy. But anyway, y'all, Joey and Daniel and I, we were just talking along, and all of a sudden we look in the chat room, and the people are saying, when is this going to start? Why are we still hearing music? Y'all, we've been talking for 15 minutes, and that Daniel Biba had forgotten to push the button.
Big Freddy, that sounds like something you do.
It does. In fact, a lot of people suggested that perhaps I was running the show last night. But anyway, y'all, we went back and we did it all over again, and we basically repeated just ourselves.
Big Freddy, you repeat all the time, especially after Mexican food.
It's true. And y'all, that State of the Station has already been posted over there at the Pride 48. So y'all go on over there, take a listen to what we had to say. It's just a few last-minute details and all. Just some good information and some good questions. Yeah,
Big Freddy, there was some silly questions too.
Well, you know, that's Pride 48.
Yes, Big Freddy.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all watch the Big Brother on Sunday night, y'all. I tell you what, that Frankie, he did a pretty good job winning the HOH, and y'all, it's getting to the point, y'all. It's really boring right now, that kind of happens every year around this time, because they're not doing anything. They sit around and look at each other a lot, and they eat a lot, and. But y'all, they had visitors. They had visitors into the Big Brother house on Sunday night. Y'all, is that Jeff and Jordan? They were on a couple of different seasons, and y'all, they're a cute couple, and Jeff's especially a handsome young man. And Jordan's a cute girl, too. And y'all, they had a wedding proposal out in the backyard, and they had
Big Freddy, they had cake!
They did have cake, and they had champagne, and there's they had some sort of hootenanny music and all, the reason I wanted to bring the Big Brother up on today's little show, because y'all, this week is the week that the schedule changes, and there'll be a little show too, I say, Tuesday night, so y'all set your VRCs.
Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is
thing, you.
Hello, Fatty Daddy. This is Brian in Danbury. Forgive me, for I have sinned. It has been many, many moons or rotations around the hydrogen star in the sky since I called in. But, things get in the way. Life happens and cruises.
Big Fatty, they have already been on their cruise.
Oh.
So, a couple things. The Porcupets, yes, I saw that, and I thought of you, only because while we were on our cruise.
Big Fatty, they have already been on their cruise.
Oh.
I woke up one morning with this voice in my head saying, "Hello, porcupines," or whatever that little shindig is that you have.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
I kind of miss that old retro bit from the shows of yonder. But the good news is we're back from our cruise.
Oh.
We're going to go and meet two lovely little puppies this week to perhaps bring home one of them for our lonely, lonely doggy. One tonight and one Saturday. So we'll see how that goes. And lastly, I have a complaint. So play the music. Play that bean footage.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, every tower, you all in checkable time again. Purina's on the air, so come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we
begin the feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Purina makes, them beat it right along.
So,
you know how we love the
cruises?
Big Fatty, they have already been on their cruise.
Oh.
Kevin and Danbury and I love the cruises.
Big Fatty, don't do it again, please.
We're going to make as you guys are awesome, so knowing that. And we have our own little, routine on board. You know, we did do our thing. The last handful or so, we've gotten the balconies. And I like to get up at the crack of dawn and go read my book and listen to some podcasts and da-da-da-da while the hubby sleeps in until like noon. And I have a complaint. Since we're in public spaces, like you're at home, you'd be yelling at each other, dragging chairs across the floor at like some loud noise level that would wake the dead. And then you yell across another balcony to someone else or slam, slam, slam on the door because these doors weren't the sliding kind, but they were the open kind. That and just public spaces in itself, people don't have any kind of consideration for their fellow passengers or anything else, but I'm beginning to see this more and more, and actually when we travel, period, it's not just the kids, it's the adults just running around being crazy, and they're not drunk, they're just inconsiderate, but that's my rant. It's nice to be back. We have the regular routine of work and everything, but being gone on a vacation, especially a cruise, is very, very relaxing, so keep it up. And you're fat. Oh, and I'm fat, too. I can barely get into my pants. Oh, they're so tight. Gives a new meaning to the word skinny pants. Bye.
Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Brian in Danbury. And for Brian, first of all, thank you so much for the call. I'm surprised you were able to get that call in with all your cruises. Big Fatty, you pulled a fast one on us. It's true. And it's lovely. Y'all, now, this call came in before Brian and Gavin realized Big Fatty was coming up there for the New Year's Eve. Big Fatty, they've made a shopping list. I saw that. But it's lovely to hear you. And Brian, you said you had a complaint, so I played the complaint music. But I think you meant that you wanted to blow it out with Big Fatty. So next time we will have to get our semantics right so I can play the correct music. But you know what I played when you said the word complaint, that is the complaint music.
Big Fatty, we get more complaints from that music than anything else.
It's true. But
Big Fatty, we're both going to get in trouble.
Already have been. anyway, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely hearing from you. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And it's an angry Vader call. You can guess what I'm doing as I'm calling, but that's neither here nor there. So I was listening to one of your most recent little shows, and you were talking about the Dancing with the Stars, which, by the way, is a terrible, terrible, everything about it's a horrible program. But that being said, I loved how I know who this actor is from Back to the Future in 1984 is, but I don't know who anyone relevant today is, like Tavis Smiley. I'm sure he's no one, and so I hope a lot of your listeners guffawed a little bit at that, and are giving you a little bit of the finger through the phone, because you really should figure out who these people are so you can be a little more hip, as opposed to the current broken hip, which you are right now. So that's a little bit of scolding for you. But on a much more serious note, for Miss Bacon, I hope that there is someone there to have an intervention with her, because I hate to tell her this, but that Tom and that Terry up in the Chicago, let me tell you, that's how they get you. They take you out to a nice dinner and they just pour wine or gin down your throat, and next thing you know, you are buying one of their little places, or you know, you are their chauffeur. I'm telling you, Big Fatty, you got to watch out for them, because they're real nice, but that's how they get you. And just tons of ulterior motives, nothing but hidden ulterior motives. And not that I'm speaking from experience or anything like that. I'm pointing out what I thought was just a well-known fact. So I'm looking out for Miss Bacon here, but clearly she has fallen victim to the cult of Diggles. So, and you're still fat, and I'll probably call you again just to remind you that, have a smile, Big Fatty, just have a smile. You're fat.
Yeah, Gussie, yeah, that of course is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. Y'all, Vader's been down there in the Florida. He was down there, he left, I think, midday on a Friday, and he wasn't in the coal mine on Monday. We'll probably get a call as he's driving back from the Florida. Y'all, that's, I think the only time that his cellular telephonic device works is when he's in the jalopy. Y'all, it's almost magical or something like that, just magical. And Vader, you're right though about that Tom and Terry getting people to be their chauffeur and everything like that. In fact, I believe something's been sent to Spotting Big Fatty about that, and hopefully we'll get some more entries so we can head over to Spotting Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that would be lovely. Speaking of chauffeurs, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Fade driver. You know, he's gonna be driving the Pride 48 shuttle out there, and y'all, if there's one thing the Faye driver loves, he loves driving his cars and putting on his fingernail polish and putting on his fancy outfit. And Faye driver, what do you plan on doing out there in Vegas?
Hang out with people you wouldn't normally hang out with.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's going to spend a lot of time with you then.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.